Unit 2, pages 40 to 41. Reading. Alley Animals. Seeing what homeless animals go through on the streets has changed the way I look at them. These animals have to continually struggle to survive. They face hunger, are run down by cars, or suffer at the hands of heartless people. If this were not enough, they also have to cope with the harsh cold of the winter months. In winter, each time the cold air outside hits me in the face, I think of the suffering of thousands of animals. For them, it is not a temporary discomfort, the way it is for me, but a permanent fight. I think of them as I go inside a heated office, car, or home. No such luxury warms the faces and feet of homeless animals. At night, unlike people who have a bed to sleep in and a home that provides shelter, these animals have to roam the dark streets where danger awaits on every corner, and they have to fight for their territory. Thus, each night brings another round of battle for survival. It is like a predator from which they cannot escape. When I think of the sad fate of the unfortunate animals that did not manage to find shelter to spend the night, it brings tears to my eyes. These are some of the reasons why I decided to join Alley Animals. Alley Animals is a non-profit organization which aims to spread the word about the hardships of stray animals. Our organization is invited to speak at many community meetings. These meetings give us the opportunity to explain our activities on behalf of these animals. Our aim is to change attitudes and behavior toward other creatures that are struggling for survival. In addition, we spend hours in the alleys every night. We do our best to lessen the pain animals suffer. The problem is not whether a homeless animal will survive after a life-threatening injury. It is what kind of life it will have. This is why we return to the alleys 6 nights a week. If we can make life easier for them, even for a short time, by giving them food, medical help, or rescuing some of them, we feel that we bring a small measure of good to helpless animals whose lives are very hard indeed. Let me end by quoting the words of poet George Eliot. Animals are such agreeable friends. They ask no questions. They pass no criticisms.